USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Putin becoming basically a vassal of Chairman Xi. The Chinese banks are already starting to gobble up Russian oil and gas and critical minerals like lithium and cobalt, manganese, and others that make the modern economy go.
Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz on the House Armed Services Committee explains to Fox News on Sunday how U.S. sanctions will fail to reel in President Putin's rampage on Ukraine. Like something out of Nazi Germany's aggression in World War II, United Nations is reporting 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since the Russian military invasion of Ukraine began nearly 4 weeks ago. Today is Mother's Day for most of the Arab world. It's also World Down Syndrome Day across the planet. Thanks for listening, my friend. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The bodies of four U.S. Marines killed when a helicopter crashed in Norway during a joint training exercise with NATO allies last week are heading back to the United States. Michael Cederholm of the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing said in a letter to the families of the fallen, the pilots and crew were committed to the accomplishment of their mission, serving a greater cause than themselves. End quote. Supreme Court Justice Thomas will be in the hospital for a few days.
Justice Clarence Thomas is in the hospital with flu-like symptoms. The Supreme Court issuing a release saying he was admitted to a D.C. area hospital Friday evening. He has been diagnosed with an infection and is being treated with antibiotics. The statement added he's resting comfortably and is expected to be released in the next couple of days. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
William Byron held on to the final 10 laps of Sunday's NASCAR race in Atlanta to win. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Russia and China have started doing business that will effectively diminish U.S. sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz on Fox News last night.
Putin becoming basically a vassal of Chairman Xi. The Chinese banks are already starting to gobble up Russian oil and gas and critical minerals like lithium and cobalt, manganese, and others that make the modern economy go. I think you're going to see Xi put Putin right in his pocket and essentially then own Russia. Putin is on the march. Xi is on the march. Now we're going to kowtow to Venezuela and the Iranian regime as they race towards a nuclear weapon. This is just an absolute mess, and we're only a little over a year in.
Russian forces bombed a Mariupol art school where hundreds of civilians were taking cover in Ukraine on Sunday. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned the terror faced in the battered port city will be remembered for centuries to come. The attack was followed by a Russian missile assault from the sea Sunday that killed more than 100 Ukrainian special forces and foreign mercenaries at a training facility in the northern Ukraine town of Ovruch. That's according to Moscow Times. Confirmation hearings begin today for Ketanji Brown Jackson, the federal judge President Biden has picked to fill Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's seat when he retires this summer. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.